Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 154.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast. Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork. Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom.
Okay, so in order to start reharmonizing, it's first imperative to understand how chords work together. The best way to learn this is through repertoire, through playing tunes. And to get the most chords under your hands, it's best to practice tunes in different keys. So take, for example, if I were playing the tune Cherokee. Already I've used five or six different chord shapes. And if I take it up a half step, that's five or six whole new chord shapes. I like to use this tune because the bridge goes through so many different keys, and that can be really useful to practice different chords. The bridge starts on a 2-5-1 to B major. If I do that up a half step, that's a whole new set of chords that I didn't have before. Now, can it be also helpful to isolate the chords without the melody? For example, on the bridge, that ends up looking sort of like a 2-5-1 exercise going down in whole steps, which is often useful to practice. You'll notice that I was using right hand shapes as opposed to before where I was doing chords with both hands. Practicing just the right hand with the bass note in the left can be really useful for getting those chord shapes under your hands. So you can do that with any tunes you want, any tunes you're familiar with. Try them in different keys. You might find something you didn't look at before. So let's get down to it. The trick you need to work on your reharmonizing. Well, first, we're going to be using some chromatic motion in our bass. That's really what's going to be the spice and make things more interesting when reharmonizing melodies. Now, to kind of warm up into that, we're first going to practice just one chord moving down chromatically. So, for example, we'll start on a C major 9 chord. And we're just going to move down and see what this chord feels like in different keys. Already going from C to B, we've got all white notes, going down to B, all black notes, same chord shape. Now, follow along and watch what happens when we keep going down. Notice how the chord changes shape as we move downwards. Now, this is just a way of getting familiar with how different chords go in different keys. You can do it with minor chord shapes too. Here's a minor 9 chord. do this with any chord you can think of. Just try different shapes. There's a suspended chord. And don't be afraid to go up too. You can even go up in whole steps. So really play around with this, really experiment with different chord shapes. Sometimes when I'm playing by myself, I just kind of go wherever with a chord, just to kind of explore and find new things. So after you spend some time with that, you're definitely ready for the next step, which is we're going to take that chromatic idea in the bass, and instead of moving one chord down, we're going to keep the same melody note and make different chords underneath it. Now, this is a technique that pianists such as Hank Jones and Tommy Flanagan will use to reharmonize melodies, and this is sort of a distilled version of it, where the melody note stays the same, but the bass changes. So I'm going to start on a C suspended chord here, and it's not always important to know what type of chords you're using, but as long as they sound good to their to your ear. A teacher once told me, if it sounds good, it is good. So, you know, use your own judgment. So I just went from C all the way down to F with the same melody note. I kept the F on top. If you want to know what chords I'm using, they were C suspended, B major 7 sharp 11, B flat 7 sus, A altered, A flat sus 13, G sus, G flat major 7, and F7 sus. I tend to like to use suspended chords when I do this just because they're so versatile. So experiment with that on your own and see what chords you come up with. So that's the basic skill that will really get you to reharmonize and find some interesting chords that you might not otherwise play. And you can extend this by, instead of your melody note staying the same, you can have it move in the opposite direction. Here's what that would look like. Starting on the same chord. So notice how my melody note was moving up in half steps, my bass note was moving down in half steps. Like that on its own, it sounds pretty dissonant, but with the tool of harmony, you can make it make sense. So you can see I found some pretty interesting harmonies there that I might not otherwise think of. Now let's see how this can play to our advantage on a tune. If we had a melody, take for example, In a Sentimental Mood, Duke Ellington. That melody itself just goes over D minor 7. Doesn't really have any harmony on its own. It's sort of a pentatonic scale, you could call it, if you were to analyze it. But in the melody, there's no other chords that go underneath it. It's just the one chord. But what would happen if we tried to spice that up a little bit by putting this new reharmonized bass line underneath? Check it out. I ended up on F major, actually, which is surprising because the song is in D minor. But that works. So I started on a B, which was just kind of a random choice. And I went down chromatically as the melody went up. So these are going in contrary motion, opposite directions. That's a great tool to use. So come up with your own way to harmonize that melody. You can start on really any note you want, as long as you can make it work. You could start, let's see, for the next part, I might start on D. So as you can see, this opens up a lot of new possibilities. And the best way to practice this is, again, that skill where you have the melody note the same and you change the bass note. That'll give you everything you need to transfer that to reharmonizing melodies. So look for all those different options. So keep playing different tunes in different keys and try working on those skills, and in no time you'll be reharmonizing like a pro. Well, have fun with that.